Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting ninth. The DH, Mike Young. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Eric Bell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting second. The DH, Bill Madlock. Batting third. The left fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Darnell Coles. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jeff Robinson. And now, play ball. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wiggins for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball four. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray takes first base on ball four. Ripken moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins takes first base on ball four. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson takes first base on ball four. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Sheets. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Trammell moves to third. Lemon moves to second. John Habian now pitching. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles hits a pop-up towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball four. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Habian fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Madlock hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Herndon. Murray reaches second base with a double. Ripken moves to third. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lynn is walked intentionally. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robinson fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Young is called out on strikes. Two outs. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sheets moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Herndon, who is chasing the ball. Dwyer reaches third base with a triple. Sheets scores. Wiggins goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Mark Thurmond now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Murray hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dwyer scores. Ripken moves to second. It's 6-2, Orioles. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0 for 1 in the game. Coles hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evans. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Evans steals second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 2 in the game. Knight takes first base on ball 4. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Knight moves to third. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thurmond has Knight trapped. There's the throw to Heath and over to Coles, who tags Knight for the out. Kennedy moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Kennedy scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Orioles. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wiggins hits a line drive towards the mound. Thurmond reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Madlock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Orioles. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles juggles the ball. That's an error on Coles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Murray hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Murray reaches second base with a double. Ripken moves to third. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Lynn is walked intentionally. Eric King now pitching. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Sheridan pinch hits for Larry Herndon. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon strikes out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sheridan. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Sheridan steals second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker pinch hits for Darnell Coles. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Pat Sheridan now playing right field. Lou Whitaker now playing second base. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. King fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheets is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Mike Heath. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman takes first base on ball four. Scott McGregor now pitching. Matt Noakes pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noakes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGregor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Madlock hits a line drive towards third. Knight reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Matt Noakes now catching. Jim Wallywander now playing third base. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wiggins hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McGregor. Gibson moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gibson moves to third. Tom Knight in fewer now pitching. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sheridan strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gibson scores. Trammell moves to second. It's 7-4, Orioles. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Knight hits a fly ball into right field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb pinch hits for Jim Wally Wander. Ken Gerhardt now playing left field. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Orioles. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noakes is 0-for-1 in the game. Noakes hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Orioles. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Madlock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 7, Tigers, 7. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Grubb now playing third base. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Wiggins takes first base on ball 4. Young moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Young moves to third. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wiggins. The throw from Noakes and he is safe. Wiggins steals second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Doug Corbett now pitching. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Lynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Knight hits a fly ball into right field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noakes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Noakes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 3-for-5 in the game, with three home runs. He's got four RBIs. Madlock bunts towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Noakes moves to second. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gibson is walked intentionally. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Noakes scores. Gibson moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 7. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.